Well, now, if this isn't fantastic, I don't know what is. It is the 22nd of December of the year 2021 here in Los Angeles, California, in the United States of America, on God's good, great planet Earth. Welcome to another webcast. This is PJ, your host. And I was thinking about it. You know, it's Christmas time with all the music and all the fanfare and all the division that's in our country, all of the division that's in the world today. My goodness, I'm living this long, and this hatred of human beings is still existing. I found a most gorgeous picture of my mom in one of my tablets. It was the mom that I remember. Because when she became ill, this is the way I remember her. When I was 12 years old, when I lost her, when she transitioned on, this was the lasting image that I have of my mom. Let me share this with you. When I was a pastor, I would share with people. And I said, you know, when we pass on and transition on, we wonder how our loved ones are going to look. This is how I last remember my mom. And she last remembers me at 12 years old. So if I walked up to her, so to say, with this face and this body that I have now, she would say, who in the heck are you? of course, I'd only remember her as that. So you see, that's the difficulty that we have when we transition to the other side. But there's something that you will never forget about the person, and that is their spirit. Now I'm going to play a Christmas song, the Christmas song, as sung by two people. I'm going to have to wait a little bit on this call and let them leave me a message, because I'm not going to stop to take this call. So I'll just let him go into the message thing, because I'm doing a webcast. And that's very, very important. Very, very important. All right. So, I guess he's leaving me a message. You know, with this technology, just let me go ahead and play the song. Nat King Cole and Frank Sinatra, the Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe can help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
to fly.
And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times,
many ways,
Merry Christmas.
The late Nat King Cole and the late Frank Sinatra singing the Christmas song. And isn't that what is supposed to happen? That call that was coming in was a group of people that were inviting me to a Christmas event, but I'm doing a cast in the studio, and it's overcast and cloudy in Los Angeles, and I really don't want to leave. So I'll talk to people later. You know, Christmas is always a special time, not only to listen to good music, but to relish in the blessings of Christmas. That's what I like to call this life that I'm living right now. I'm living the life of the blessings of Christmas, and I want to continue to play some Christmas music here to enliven your heart, and I'm going to go to Luther Vandross again, because I don't think that there's a guy that does, well, he does a superb job in singing about Christmas. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to play Luther Vandross, and it's from an album called Luther Vandross, This Is Christmas. This album was 1995. I remember it. And I'm telling you, there is no one that can sing the Christmas songs like Luther. Kind of like brings it home to us. So he's going to do a number right now called Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, because that's what it's all about. Many of us, I've been saying this for the past 2 or 3 days, and I'll say it again, have yourself a Merry Little Christmas. If it means just getting a fish sandwich and sitting down and bowing your head and saying, oh, God, I thank you. I thank you for this fish sandwich. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, 'tis the season for you to relish in that. Look what I do. I find pictures of my loved ones that remind me of life on this planet. And sometimes it can get difficult because COVID has taken many of our loved ones away. Many of our friends away. I have a friend of mine, Johnny Jones, used to come by my house every Christmas and spend Christmas with my family, with my wife and with my 2 daughters. Johnny's gone. COVID took him out. I mean, many of you have suffered loss in your family. Well, I'm just wishing you to have a merry little Christmas. Luther Vandross.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Of yours.
There ain't nothing matter with having yourself a merry little Christmas. You know, if you get that little cheap bottle of red wine, pour it in a glass and chill it. And think about when friends come by. Because that's what that call was about. I just called them back. And they said, you ought to come over here and join us. See?
Through the years, sing it.
We all will be together.
Sing it, boy.
If the face ain't lie.
Uh-huh.
Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. And have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Luther Vandross asking you to have yourself a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all my friends. I hope that you're feeling the spirit of the season right now. Don't let that lack of finance get you down. Lack of friendships get you down. I love you. I don't care what anybody says. It's all going to be all right. I'm telling you. It's always that way. You know, here I am in my, going on my 78th Christmas coming up. This is beautiful, man. Well, let's continue to listen to some Luther here. This album was made in 1995. It was when I was at the peak of my, man, I was doing radio ministry on Christian radio, and I was preaching and traveling around and helping people get their lives together And man, watching my kids grow up and my wife is happy and purchasing a new car for her so she could drive to work in style. I remember all those good days, all those wonderful days. And that's what Christmas reminds me of. We're going to continue to listen to Luther. And this one is called Every year. Yeah.
I don't know how love could do this to me.
Go ahead and sing it, Luther.
I've waited and waited for someone I never see. But I'm so sentimental and I'm so here I am. Every year, every Christmas. Yeah, I've wished for you in my heart and in my head, and I got my answer that first moment that we met. And oh yes, I believed you. you're not here. Well, I can't keep explaining what they'll never understand, and why I'm here every year, every Christmas.
Luther wants you to sing right along with him. You know, Luther's still here with us in our hearts. Man, look at that. My little dog just heard me singing and hardcore ran in the studio and jumped up on my lap. He wants a doggy bone, but he got to wait till Christmas. This is PJ. Yeah, you come to the right place. It's Christmas season, and I'm going to, end up this hour playing Luther Vandross and telling you about some great events. Let me tell you about one of the greatest events that I had at Christmas. My dad and mom were working real hard that year. It was when I was about 11 years old, I think I was at that time, because it was right before my mama had passed away. And it was the first and the only year that we had received bicycles. Christmas is quite different now because a lot of young kids, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, they don't get bicycles and scooters and wagons and outside things like that. Because on Christmas Day, you would look outside of the house. And we lived in a house. We were in projects in some county apartments for a bit. I recall that. But then Daddy and Mama worked hard, worked their tails off, and we got a house in L.A. And this was a year that we had moved in the house and not being in the projects, because when you lived in the projects, you couldn't leave your bike parked out in front of the project because it'd be gone. But we had a house with a driveway and a backyard and a car. I think my daddy had a 49 Chevy was pulled up in the driveway. Oh, I remember that. I remember that. Boy, that thing was heavy, too. It was kind of a reddish-brown thing in color. I got a picture of us standing next to the car. I think I'll put that up here if I find it somewhere. And if I remember to do that, put up a picture of the car. But it was at Christmas that we received bikes. And our cousins came by that Christmas to see us. Junior, Carmen, Lauren, and Larry, and my Aunt Louise and my Uncle Roland. They came by, and I had a Schwinn bike, and my brother Ross had him a bike. And, of course, the cousins wanted to ride it, and I didn't want them to ride it. But my daddy said, let them kids ride that bike. They're your cousins, your first cousins. Okay. So one of them rode the bike, and they drove it up to the corner of San Pedro and 76th Street, and got a flat. And, of course, on Christmas Day, you're not going to find no gas station and nobody open to get no patches for no tire on the car. I was mad at Junior, my cousin. He's still alive. And he was riding my bike and busted it up. I think I'm going to call him and ask him about that. And I remember that event on Christmas. Do you remember a sourpuss event like that? See, that's what Christmas is all about. It is my favorite time of the year. My favorite things. What are your favorite things? Luther Vandross.
And whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles. Wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I just simply the girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes. Tell me the snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes.
Favorite Things by Luther Vandross. You know what? Another favorite thing that my mom taught me is oh, my goodness, I'm remembering these things as I'm listening to Luther sing. I was in the sixth grade, and I was readying myself to go to middle school, junior high school, as we called it here in Los Angeles, Edison Junior High. And I recall standing next to my mom. She was at the ironing board, and I had this great little short sleeve, light blue shirt. It was one of my favorite shirts. And she said, "Now, John Jr., you can't go to school wearing wrinkled clothes. So come on, I'm going to show you how to use this steam iron." Steam irons were relatively new. And mom was there, and she told me how to put the water in the iron and how to iron my collar and the sleeves and to do it appropriately. Favorite things, lessons that only mom could teach her children. And she taught me that. And that was wonderful. That was what it was all about. I mean, this is what Christmas is, right? This is Christmas.
This is Christmas.
Luther sings it beautifully, doesn't he? Man, it just makes you want to embrace love and embrace people. You know, when I think about it, a group of my friends are meeting at this moment right now, and they're just drinking champagne, eating lunch sandwiches and crackers, and having a great time at another Christmas party that I'm invited to. I'm kind of glad my car is on the blink right now. You know, I was going to have it towed to the shop this morning, but then I said, nah, I'll do it later on. It's a kind of a thing where, you know, people are meeting for the Christmas crowds and everything like that. And I'm up at age, and so I got to take it easy. And I'm having fun hanging out with you guys, right? You see, you're on the train, right? Are you just gotten in from shopping with the wife and the kids, and you need a break, right? You need someone to come up and grab you and kiss you. Well, Luther was thinking about that because he made this song called Mistletoe Jam on the Christmas album. Luther Vandross.
Girl, come on over here and get under this mistletoe with me.
I'm not getting under that mistletoe with you anymore.
Why not?
Because you don't know how to act when you get under there.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
What?
The last time I got under that thing with you.
What happened?
The last time I got under there with you, I had twins.
Tell it all.
When I heard the song, I heard the DJ play this one jam that makes you wanna kiss somebody. Is it the mistletoe jam?
Yeah,
I like to party all night.
Yeah, yeah,
and dance to the mistletoe jam.
Yeah,
everybody kiss somebody.
Glad I got big feet. They're so good for dancing. Glad you got big legs, 'cause they're so good when we're romancing. You still got the flavor, and I'm hungry for your love. So I'm gonna play this one jam that'll make you wanna kiss somebody.
This is the mistletoe jam.
Yeah.
I like to party all night.
Yeah.
And dance to the mistletoe.
Yeah.
Dr. Fauci would say, no, you can't do that because, see, this new variant is out and this thing can get up into your nostrils and kill you, so you can't be kissing this Christmas under the mistletoe. You got to get the tap out. That's what you got. The tap out in Christmas 2021. Luther Vandross, the mistletoe. I ain't going to get out of that mistletoe with you. You know what happened the last time I did it. What happened? I had twins. That's right. The great, great Luther. And I'm not talking about Martin Luther. I'm talking about Luther Vandross. As a matter of fact, we're going to continue to spin the music and listen and celebrate this wonderful holiday season. A kiss for Christmas. That's what I want. I'm looking for my kiss. No miss. Yeah. From an album called This Is Christmas. Telling you, Luther Vandross is a talent that that was meant to be born. I'm telling you, I love listening to his music. For those of you that are just, wait a minute, my friend told me about this website. Aren't you supposed to be a pastor? I am, but I love the jams. I sure do. And I love life, love being alive. Oh, I just got another text from my friends, and it says, man, another friend of yours is on the way here to the place. See, that, serves me right. I'm kind of glad my car went out because I want to see if my friends, if you love me enough, are you going to come by here and pick me up? All the other times I've been picking you up, you're going to come and pick me up. But I'm going to wear my mask. You know that. Listen, we cannot look at the celebration of Christmas without understanding the spiritual significance of that. And I want to get into that, but I want to make sure that I do justice to this album. Let's see. Yeah, I think this is one that I haven't played from Luther. I listen to the bells, Luther Vandross, then I'll be back to end up.
Tawatha.
Fonzie. Kevin.
Cindy.
Paulette.
Robin.
Merry Christmas!
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. But you know what? I'm going to tell you guys something. And I'm just dancing here in the studio. I'm up on my feet just cutting the rug. But I got to shave and I got to straighten up. Still got on my pajamas because, you see, when you're staying home all day and just enjoying life. But what would Christmas be without looking towards our God, our Maker, our Creator? Luther didn't forget that, because in 1995, he knew that with all the joy of the mistletoe and the kisses and the hugs and the gifts and the joy, the faithful come together and we thank God. Oh, come, all ye that are faithful. Luther asked us to join him in adoration towards God for what he's given us. Vandross, closing out this hour of our Christmas melodies today. And man, I'm so glad that you guys could join me. Just to join me here and to be able to listen to one sing the praises unto God for what he's done for us. Luther left us far too soon, but what a talent. Now, tomorrow I'm going to be bringing you more of these famous people that we know so well singing. And what I'm going to do is, well, I'm finished with this hour because our time is up. So you join me tomorrow. And listen, God bless. And thank you so much for coming to my website. Merry and happy Christmas to you all.